its representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say 600 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano. Former presidential hopeful, now U.S. Senate candidate Mitt Romney says Republicans can be expected to keep control of Congress after this year's midterm elections. The Utah Republican making that prediction yesterday during his welcome speech for his annual Experts and Enthusiasts Summit. Romney said economic growth and higher incomes will help the GOP when voters go to the polls in November. And he says President Trump would easily win re-election in 2020. A long dry spell is over in the nation's capital.
It has finally happened. In their 44th year of existence, the Washington Capitals have finally won the Stanley Cup. The Caps beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the final last night in Vegas, winning the series 4-1. It marks the first major pro sports championship for D.C. since 1992. I'm Glenn Clark.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Racetracks and casinos are ready to take bets in New Jersey, though it's not clear when the governor there will be signing a bill legalizing sports betting in the state. Lawmakers did approve the bill yesterday, but sources have said that the bill could be a bargaining chip in negotiations when it comes to the state budget. Governor Phil Murphy's in favor of legalizing sports gaming, but he's reportedly not expected to sign the bill for at least the next few days. Delaware is the first state in the nation to have already officially launched expanded sports betting after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way to do so with a ruling a couple of weeks ago. Five federal prisons taking in ICE detainees, as we hear from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
U.S. authorities transfer 1,600 ICE immigration detainees to federal prisons, signifying the first large-scale use of federal prisons to hold detainees who entered the U.S. illegally. ICE spokesperson saying that five federal prisons will temporarily take in detainees that await civil immigration court hearings, which include asylum seekers.
And the number is growing. A 10-year-old boy has now delivered more than 65,000 donuts to police officers in 31 states. The Florida fifth grader, Tyler Karach, got the idea a couple of years ago when he saw a few cops at a local store and offered to use his allowance to buy them some donuts. Now he and his parents travel the country on all of his school breaks just to give officers donuts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, couch potatoes, across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. Today's new movies are Upgrade, Action Point, Adrift, and Beast. I'm also going to be talking about some news, the Trailer Park, and the Home Cinema Roundup featuring the only new movie out this week on DVD and Blu-ray, Annihilation. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
I'm going to take the whole new segment and deep dive into this whole Roseanne quagmire that happened, and that is the whole firing of Roseanne and canceling of her show. It's not just firing Roseanne. That's the thing. A lot of people say, oh, she was fired, and she certainly was, but they canceled the show, and they acted with impunity and full prejudice to get rid of the show. But the thing that bothers me, actually, about this whole thing, kind of at its core, is there now seems to be a debate as to whether or not what she tweeted is, in fact, a racial slur. Spoiler alert, it is a racial slur. She implied Valerie Jarrett looked like Planet of the Apes. It's not debatable whether or not that's a slur. It is a slur. This country has had a long history, even before this country was officially founded, had a long history of comparing African Americans and at that time Africans who were just brought over as slaves, and comparing them to apes and monkeys. And that's went on all the way through. Even recently you see that. That is not something that is ubiquitous to everybody. That has been focused on African Americans for the entirety of the American experience. And it's a horrible thing to do. So it's different than, like, you know, Bill Maher calling Trump a baboon. And, you know, is that rude? Sure. Is that an insult? Sure. Is it riffing off of his looks? Yeah. But there's not a history of calling white men baboons that cuts deep to the core of the racial issue. Just as I'm Irish. I'm of Irish descent. Calling Irish people drunks is equally as offensive because it goes into this core stereotype that is used to dehumanize them. The other thing is, she was not fired for tweets about Chelsea Clinton. Yes, that was involved in this whole tweet storm she had, but ABC didn't cancel her show because she incorrectly said that Chelsea Clinton was married to a George Soros' nephew and then went off on some crazy conspiracy theory rant that's not true about George Soros. Say what you want to about George Soros. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying he didn't do what she says he did in the tweet. But that's not why she got fired. I mean, she probably could have survived that, but it's that just that full-blown, hard-hitting racial slur. That is impossible to back away from. Oh, she's like, oh, I was just joking. Yes, we know you were joking. It was a racist joke. And this isn't something where she could have feigned ignorance that this is an issue. Roseanne Barr spent years in the stand-up circuit. She knows what jokes are jokes. She knows what jokes are offensive and what's not. Now, it'd be different if it was somebody who was just walked out of everyday life and suddenly became a celebrity overnight, but she's been a celebrity for decades, and she knows this. This is nothing that she is ignorant of. And no amount of Ambien is going to make you create that tweet. What it'll do is it'll maybe take down your judgment and let you tweet it out. But that still doesn't make you racist. Tweeting a comment makes you a racist. I found it interesting that this actually led to just the complete annihilation of her show. And I have to think, what was going on behind the scenes? I don't know. I mean, I wasn't in on this. But I think it was funny. When that thing came out, ABC moved very swiftly. And I mean, a lot of people say they took their time and it took too long, but they have to figure out stuff with the lawyers, but they moved fast. And Wanda Sykes quit before that even happened. And you had Sarah Gilbert distancing herself. We don't know what was going on behind the scenes. We do know that she already had stepped in a couple bear traps with Twitter since the show came back on the air. So this may have been like the straw that broke the camel's back, or they may have jumped the gun and renewed the show for a second season and then realized that she was causing a lot of problems on set and then finally like, oh, this is a great job to get rid of it. I predicted this. Let me rewind back to April 6th, me talking about Roseanne and what she has to worry about in the future. The other thing we got to watch out for, that Roseanne has to watch out for, and she's already stepped in a couple bear traps, is this is different now than it was in the 90s, where you can really expose yourself as a kook very quickly with a Twitter account. And Roseanne's always been kind of bonkers anyways, and she smokes a lot of weed, and she is very outspoken in terms of her politics, but it's out there, and you can search it and find it, and it's just a matter of time before she says something stupid that really torpedoes her show. So there you go. I'm prophetic. Now, somebody pointed out to me that that's not hard to predict, that Roseanne was going to say something clueless and goofy and insidious on the internet. But I think it's interesting that I pretty much said exactly what happened, and that was 2 months ago. Now, the other thing I find interesting, and there's a lot of people who are like, well, why can't they just continue to the show? Why don't they just kill off her character or call the show The Conners or have it be about Jackie or bring in Christopher Plummer to play Roseanne for the next season? Here's why they got rid of it fully and completely. They are severing all ties with Roseanne Barr. And that's how you know that this was probably more than just a single tweet, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. There is no way to untangle Roseanne Barr from the show any more than there is a way to untangle Bill Cosby from The Cosby Show. This show was based partially, at least, on her stand-up character. She's a creator of the show. You can't change that. You cannot take that credit away from somebody, and that's why they got rid of the show completely, because even if they fired her as executive producer and fired her as a writer and got rid of her as a character, she still would have a characters created by or a created credit. And they said, we're not going to allow any money to go to her because of this. It has to do with a lot more than one stupid tweet. And people said, well, is it just going to get renewed? Are they going to bring it on like to Fox? Or are they going to put it on Netflix or anything like that? They can't, because Sarah Gilbert was instrumental in getting this thing put together again, and I don't think she's willing to take that risk again. Wanda Sykes was one of the people that helped put together this on a production level. She's not going to do that again. And even so, like the woman who plays her granddaughter on the show was saying, I'm trying to get out of the show now. And then you had the kid who played DJ, who's an adult now, and he's incensed at her, and she's yelling at him on Twitter. I think people, they've all realized, you know what, this is over and done with. And Roseanne Barr, you did it to yourself. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to hit is The Sisters Brothers, which stars Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly as brothers in the Old West.
We're the Sisters Brothers.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
We have enough money to stop for good.
Stop what?
Killing people.
Yeah, right.
What does this worm have that's so interesting?
What's the great challenge that all prospectors face? How do I get the gold just beneath my feet?
This worm has a formula. You pour it in the river, it lights up all the gold.
I'm curious as to how funny the movie's going to be, because the trailer plays very funny, but I almost feel like all the really humorous gags were crammed into one trailer, and the rest of it's going to be a little more dour and downtrodden. I've not read the book. So, I mean, this movie looks interesting, but I just get the sense that this trailer is not exactly what the movie's going to be like. Now, the next trailer I want to hit is Peppermint, which opens on September 7th.
5 years ago, Riley North just disappeared. Completely off the grid.
So she spends the last 5 years doing what?
Training.
Well, that's new.
You honestly think Riley North did this?
Today's the 5-year anniversary of her family's murder. She's back. Corrupt judges. Dirty cops.
What do I want? I want justice.
This is Jennifer Gardner trying to get back into the action hero genre. I mean, of course, she kind of came on the scene with that when she did Alias. This is another Death Wish movie. You know, we had Upgrade this week. We had the Death Wish remake that came out a couple months ago. And now we've got Jennifer Gardner doing basically a female Death Wish. That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Adrift and Beast. Let's party. Let's rock. We got tickets to the Santa
Mark. Let's shake it. Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's jump right into the movie reviews. And let's start off with Adrift. A couple embarks on a long seaward journey only to be caught in a hurricane and stranded in the middle of the ocean.
We're thousands of miles from land. We're not on any flight paths. That's like a 1,500 square mile search area.
Needle in a blue haystack.
Is anybody there?
My ribs are broken. My legs shattered. I'm dead weight.
How can you sail to Hawaii?
It's like a 2,000 mile shot at a moving target. If you miss Hawaii...
If we miss Hawaii, we die.
full disclosure on this one, I had kind of a crazy week. Now, earlier this weekend, I had during Memorial Day weekend, my family, we do a movie marathon every Memorial Day weekend. We did science fiction. It was all Mars-based stuff. So we watched The Martian, and we were going to watch Mars Attacks, but everyone ended up falling asleep. But we also watched Robinson Crusoe on Mars, and we watched Invaders from Mars, and we watched Warlords from Atlantis, which hopefully I'll be talking about that at some point in the future. It's a movie that I've been searching for years to find. I can't find it in America. It's this old Doug McClure movie directed by Kevin Connor. Now, if you want to see some of those other movies that the two of them did in the 70s, go watch the new Mystery Science Theater on Netflix, and you'll find two of them. I think The Land That Time Forgot and At the Earth Core. Those are ones that are directed by Kevin Connor, starring Doug McClure. Warlords of Atlantis was something I saw in 1978 when I was a kid, and I loved it. It's a terrible movie, but it's still kind of fun. And I finally was able to get my hands on a copy of it, and so we watched that. And Doug McClure, to me, it's a great tragedy in the world that Doug McClure and Tom Atkins never did a movie together, because they're two of my favorite cheesy, bad movie actors. So I had that going on this weekend, and I got busy, and then, of course, you had the short weekend, and Tuesday hit, and then boom, you know. And then suddenly it's the end of the week. Apparently there was an Adrift screening. I just missed it. It got lost in the shuffle. This happens every now and then. So my apologies to the studio. I'm not dinging you for this movie. I'm not even going to give you a grade for this movie because I didn't see it. But I didn't see it because you didn't show it to me. I didn't see it just because scheduling-wise was a snafu and I wasn't able to see it. So good on them. Good on the studio for screening Adrift, because you should screen these movies, whether or not they're good or not. You know, I mean, that's fine. Now, this one stars Shailene Woodley, who we all know from, mostly well-known by a lot of people for being in the Divergent series. She was in the TV show Secret Life of the American Teenager. That's kind of where she got her start. She really wasn't that good in that show, but then she did The Descendants, which put her on the map. And she's done some big stuff. I mean, kind of doing the Divergent movies was, I think, kind of a misstep for her. And she really hasn't kind of jumped back on the horse with this. But, you know, hey, if you like Shailene Woodley, you'll probably want to see this movie, because it's her on a boat for like 90 minutes. It's a man versus nature type thing, or a woman versus nature. Sam Chaplin, he plays the guy who owns the boat, and they're like a couple, but he gets injured. And so she kind of has, it's a woman against nature, and she's trying to save him and save the boat and save her life. It's another one of those people versus nature type movies, like The Mountain Between Us, or they've done a bunch of these, especially even recently. But I can't give it great, because I didn't see it, because I missed the screening, and it's my fault. So, you know, this is going to be one film that I'm not actually giving a grade for. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk a little bit about Beast. A troubled young woman in a small island community in Britain faces a conflict between her controlling family and her passionate working-class boyfriend, who is a suspect in a series of grisly murders.
In captivity. Some go insane.
There is speculation that the disappearance is connected to the unsolved murders of three other girls over the past 4 years.
Sweetheart, you can't just change the rules because someone's shown an interest. Maybe I've been too soft on you.
I know that people make mistakes.
This is a smaller film, and it's slowly opening around the United States. I think this weekend it is at my hometown theater, the Gateway Film Center in Columbus, Ohio. So if you're listening to this in the Central Ohio area, you can actually go see this. But this is it's a British film. And it's a thriller, but it takes some time to get into, because it starts off as just more of a straight drama. This girl, she has some issues. She's like in her early 20s, but she has some issues, and she's living with her family, and her family's very controlling, and because they had to take her out of school when she was younger for a reason that you find out through the film. And she falls in love with this kind of blue-collar handyman who may have a checkered past. But she has a checkered past, and she is not stable, is probably the best way to describe this character. Now, the main character of Moll is played by Jessie Buckley, and she's quite good in this movie. I mean, she's really good. She carries the film. And she plays that disturbed young woman, the kind of girl who you never quite know if she's going to freak out at you or shower you with kisses, that kind of a character. She's very outgoing and she wants to be involved, but then she can kind of just turn on a dime emotionally. And that's a powerful role that she plays, and she controls that, and she does it without being victimized. She's got like some mental issues, she has hallucination issues, and she has, like I said, she's done some horrible things in the past, and that's kind of what makes the movie work. And you don't even get the sense of how oppressive her family is. You just sort of see it reflected in her behavior. Occasionally you see the parents and the family sort of exerting control, and it is this tiny little town, and she sort of feels that she's stuck there. And of course, her boyfriend, she had found, and they started dating, and then they fell in love, and she sort of discovered sex through him, and it's a big deal for her. And she's still, in a way, because she's been sheltered by her family, she's still kind of an adolescent, even though she's in her 20s and she has a regular job. And one of the things she wants to do is just leave. She wants to get out of there, but the world doesn't spin on her own axis. But it does take some time. The movie does seem to play a little long, even though it's about an hour and 45 minutes. So it's not a slag of a movie. It doesn't take forever to get through, but it also doesn't breeze through either. Like I said, for the first act of the film, you kind of just feel like it's a, you know, everyday love story, an everyday drama. And just somebody's a little off kilter. But as the movie goes forward and then we learn more about these murders that are happening, that have been happening for years, it gets darker and a little more twisted, and it starts using dream logic in the film, and you start going into layers of what you don't even know is real or not, and that's what kind of makes the film work. And the acting's fine, but like I said, it's the main character that really carries the thing, Jesse Buckley, as the actress, and Johnny Flynn plays her boyfriend. He's okay. He's not really great. He is much less of a force in this film than Buckley is. And Buckley is what carries it. So I think the big thing I wish that they had done is they had gotten a better guy to play the role, because Buckley is so good in her portrayal that he just seems flat and broken. Whereas if they had a better actor, if they had a more powerful actor, and they directed him differently, they could have really had a nice balance. But in a way, she shines over him through everything, as she does everybody else in the film, that it almost does her a disservice, because she's so good, she kind of feels like she's slumming. And the movie's not bad, it's just she's well above the level of the rest of the cast. And it ultimately makes an interesting, kind of creepy, disturbing movie. So ultimately, I'm going to say that Beast kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Upgrade and Action Point.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm, optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now on his way to the G7 Economic Summit that begins later today in Quebec, Canada. As he was leaving the White House, the president was asked by reporters about the flak he can expect from a number of G7 leaders, including the host countries, because of the tariffs on steel and aluminum he's ordered.
I love Canada, but they treat us very unfairly on trade. Very, very unfairly. You see the numbers.
Another celebrity suicide, this time Chef Anthony Bourdain at 61.
When you travel as much as I have, you become aware of how other people live, how hard their lives are.
CNN says Bourdain was found dead in a French hotel room, the cause of death not released, but it has been ruled a suicide. It happens just days after fashion designer Kate Spade commits suicide in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with the movie reviews. The one I did see was Upgrade. After his wife is killed and he is paralyzed in an attack, a man is given a computer implant that reactivates his body and becomes self-aware, leading that man to track down the people who killed his wife.
Poor guy's murdered my wife.
If I could find this man, I'd do it.
What if I told you I could offer you something that would enable you to walk again? I call it STEM, a computer chip that has the potential to change everything. It's a new, better brain.
I am STEM, the system operating your body for you. You'll need a plan.
You now have full control again, Greg.
These two movies were not screened at all. Weirdly enough, Upgrade was promoted at film festivals, but Blumhouse, which is who produced this movie, they really don't screen much. And that's because they do movies on the cheap. They go for the horror audience. They don't always get wide reviews. What they do, these movies tend to, if they're good movies, you know, something like Happy Death Day or something like Upgrade, they get good reviews from sort of like internet press, from people who go to film festivals like Fantastic Fest or South by Southwest, these more younger skewing alternative film festivals. They tend to do kind of well in the reviews. But if you get sort of like the Rex Reed critics out there, they don't do well with them. So sort of like that mainstream critics, they kind of hold these sometimes. And I don't know if they screen this in New York or L.A., but I know people who have seen this already, and it got a lot of buzz, and I was kind of like, oh, I kind of want to see this one, but I kind of am committed to go see Action Point. What was interesting is I went to the theater, and while in the earlier in the week, I had checked the screenings, and there were screenings for Action Point on Thursday night. I get to the theater, there are no screenings for Action Point. I think there may have been one at like 12:01. So I didn't go see that then. I just went and saw like a 9 o'clock showing of Upgrade instead, which is kind of good because it was a movie I kind of wanted to see in the first place. Upgrade is sort of like this Bionic Man meets Death Wish is probably the best way to describe it. It's directed and written by Lee Whannell, I think is how you say his name. He's the guy who originally wrote Saw. The original one, not the whole series. James Wan directed it, but Lee Whannell wrote it. And he's also was in the Insidious movies. He played one of the, you know how they have the two ghost hunters who went around with Lin Shaye's character, Specs and I forget the other guy's name. He's the smaller guy. And he's well known in the horror genre, and I think that this is kind of a clever movie. It's not groundbreaking necessarily. There's certain things in this movie that I've seen before. It is somewhat predictable. Actually, at times, extremely predictable. But it also takes some gutsy turns, and it makes some gutsy moves. And I have to say, I enjoyed watching where it went. I have a great history in watching science fiction movies. I'm not talking about just something that's marginally science fiction or even a big blockbuster. I mean, Star Wars, yeah, Star Wars and all the movies. That's big science fiction. That's grand scope science fiction. I'm talking about like these smaller science fiction films. A lot of times these smaller sci-fi movies don't even make it to the regular mainstream theaters. Sometimes they're just kind of, well, at least they used to be sort of relegated to art theaters. Something like Cube, if you remember the movie Cube from the mid-90s. And I've loved watching those movies. I've seen them at movie marathons in the middle of the night, where it's something that you would normally not run into until you found it on VHS, so I'd see it in the theater. And it's neat to see these movies with the soundtrack and the effects and the atmosphere that they give. Not everything needs to be huge and grand and open and massive like Star Wars or Blade Runner or The Infinity War. This is just it's a human story. And like good science fiction, it looks at what technology is doing for us now and whether that's getting taken too far and whether it does go too far. And it does kind of question, you know, how integrated into technology should we be as a species? And I thought that it actually handles it pretty well because it puts it at an indeterminate time in the future. Sometimes when you see these movies where they have future technology, the technology is so beyond what we'd have. This one just kind of builds upon stuff we already have. It has a self-driving cars, but we have self-driving cars now. And this is maybe self-driving cars in 20 years. It has Bluetooth technology, but it's maybe Bluetooth technology in about 20 years. And yeah, this little implant that he gets on is a bit, you know, over the top. But it does act essentially like a smartphone. It acts like smart technology. And I thought this was really interesting because it was a different approach. It's not something that you usually see. So overall, I enjoyed it. I thought it was, you know, like I said, it's a bit cliche at times and somewhat predictable, especially in like big things, you know, how they kind of wrap things up in the movie. But overall, I thought it was an enjoyable film. It's certainly worth checking out. It is violent, though. I mean, it's rated R, and it has some very grisly moments. But if you can handle them, then it's absolutely worth checking out.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quickly about Action Point. Johnny Knoxville stars as a man who tries to reboot a struggling amusement park by getting rid of the safety precautions on the rides.
What's our attendance today?
Down about 45%.
Suppose you probably heard you got some competition in town. They've got roller coasters and a chairlift that actually works.
This is our home. We can't just let somebody take it.
What this place needs is an excitement enema. We're going to make this place fast and loose. Every ride, steady go. Every attraction, no rules, no speed limits, just pure fun.
That sounds kind of dangerous.
Let's see what this baby can do.
I don't know. I mean, this movie looks like it might be funny. Like I said, I tried to go. I find it odd that they didn't screen this. Not that I find it odd they didn't screen it. I find it odd that they didn't have Thursday night screenings. This seems to be a Thursday night screening crowd. This seems to be like the same crowd that went and saw Super Troopers about a month or so ago. The Thursday night show, it felt like those people should have been in the front row for this movie. Maybe, I might be going out on a limb here, but maybe Johnny Knoxville's shtick is getting old. I mean, he certainly is. That guy's 47. 47. I'm 47. If I were to do some of these, I mean, I can't even think about doing some of these stunts. Whereas for me, I mean, a stunt for me is, can I walk up and down the stairs? Can I get in and out of the basement to go get my laundry without spraining my ankle or blowing a hip? And Johnny Knoxville's still bouncing around. But it does feel a little desperate. I like the Bad Grandpa stuff because I thought that was a little bit of an evolution out, you know, from the Jackass series. It's one thing to do those shows when you're in your early 30s, which is, I think, how old he was when he started doing the Jackass series, maybe even late 20s. But after three films, and now you're just like, I mean, he's kind of going back to the same obnoxious stunts that probably are funny to watch, but after a certain point, you're like, you're 47, man. Haven't you grown out of this yet? And it feels like the guy who's in his 50s who wants to connect with his kids. And so he opens a MySpace page, not realizing that MySpace is well gone. And kids have no interest in MySpace. or even Facebook at this point. I mean, you want to connect with kids and the teenagers. You got kids. I've got kids. They don't really use Facebook. They use Twitter a little bit. They use Snapchat. And they just do group chats. And there's, you know, of course, Tumblr is also a big thing. But I realize that even now, trying to connect with your kids on Facebook, you still look like an old person. You know, my dad was never cool. But he always will say, he'll be like, oh, so was that kid you went to high school with, was he a cool dude? And he'd say it like that. And I'm like, Dad, no way is you saying that make it cool. He has no idea what it was like to be cool. He has no idea what it's like to be cool now. That's my dad. That's kind of the charm of my dad, who was born in the 30s, you know. This feels like Johnny Knoxville's, like my dad walking around wearing young person's clothes saying, hey, are you a cool dude? Are you a big man on campus? So, I don't know. Maybe Action Point's good. I didn't see it. They didn't screen it. It didn't show it. It has to get a preemptive suck.
It sucks.
That's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm deep diving into the box office performance of Solo, A Star Wars Story, and I'm going to talk about the Home Cinema Roundup featuring Annihilation.
And don't forget to watch the movie. Don't forget to watch the show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Now I'm going to take some time from the movie reviews to talk about Solo, A Star Wars Story. And I know I talked about the movie last week, but I want to talk about its performance because I think it's important to sort of recenter ourselves and figure out what was going on. And the thing that bothers me about this is the people using terms like calling it a flop or a failure or it stumbled or it sputtered. Solo, A Star Wars Story, over the four-day weekend, made $103 million. I wish I could fail so spectacularly. And I don't care how you cut it. $100 million for an opening weekend, even if it's over a four-day long holiday, that's an incredibly good number. If anything, Solo underperformed. It didn't fail. It didn't flop. It's also a high watermark for Ron Howard, who everyone thinks, oh, is a big, huge movie director. He's never hit $100 million opening weekend for his movies, even when you have big ones like The Da Vinci Code. And if you look at the worldwide total, it was like 160-some million for the worldwide. And yeah, that's small, but first of all, you got to remember, Star Wars does not play as well overseas as something like Fast and Furious or even Transformers. For some reason, and I noticed this with The Force Awakens, even though the numbers were huge in America, they weren't duplicated overseas. The other thing you got to look at is they've been comparing this to Rogue One. Well, Rogue One's not a fair comparison. First of all, it came out in December, which was when the other two Star Wars movies came out that Disney did. And it was only the second movie. It was the follow-up to Force Awakens. That's like saying Iron Man 3 was a remarkable bump compared to the other Iron Man movies. Well, it was the follow-up to The Avengers. So you're going to get that kind of inflated box office number for Rogue One. If this came out in December, you would have done similarly well. I'm reticent to say franchise fatigue. Everyone loves to throw that around. I don't think it's franchise fatigue. I think they maybe shouldn't release them 6 months away from each other. I think there may have been some marketing issues. The marketing didn't pop on this one. I know there's a lot of people who complained about the cinematography. Now, if you have it properly calibrated, the movie looks fine. But if you're looking at it in 3D and they're playing it dim, as they often do to save money because theaters are hemorrhaging right now, yeah, you're going to have problems seeing it. But I also think something, and not a whole lot of people are actually addressing this issue, I think that some of this might have been also backlash from The Last Jedi. If you compare The Last Jedi to even Rogue One, or especially Force Awakens, it did a fraction of those movies. It still made tons of money because it was the second Star Wars movie, but The Last Jedi was an incredibly divisive movie, especially to kind of old school fans. And there's something else that you saw in Last Jedi that I think spilled over a bit into Solo, at least in the reporting side of it. But don't tell me that The Last Jedi is going to be remembered as the best Star Wars movie. I see people on Twitter just demanding that that's what's going to happen. It's not. There's a lot of problems with The Last Jedi, and I know this after having watched it again. And you can go back and listen to my Blu-ray review of it. I still find it interesting, but it kind of crushed the template. It crushed the formula, and there are people who love that, but that's not good for ongoing stories. It's like superhero movies. You really think that they're not going to do some stuff with the Avengers that's going to go right back into formula? Yeah, they totally are, because formula works. That's what makes billion-dollar movies. And you can say, well, it's not all about money. Yeah, it is. In Hollywood, it is all about money. When they're making movies that they're putting $200 to $300 million into, yes, it is all about money. The other thing is, there was a lot of competition from Avengers and Deadpool. Usually in May, there's a big movie that comes out like opening week of May, and then they kind of struggle for a couple weeks, and then you have Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is not the big windfall money-making weekend that it used to be. The big movie weekend is that first weekend of May. That was taken up with Avengers Infinity War. And that's still sucking the air out of the room. And Avengers Infinity War and Deadpool and Star Wars all kind of draw from the same crowd. On top of it, you didn't have any big stars. When you have like the Marvel movies, a lot of times you have a big name in there. I mean, you had Woody Harrelson in Solo, but Alden Ehrenreich was not a huge draw. He was not somebody that people recognized. Now, I think that there's some bad press that's been going around because everybody wants to talk about, oh, the directors were fired and they had reshoots and it cost a lot of money. If anything, that's what is going to make or break the overperform, underperform budget of Star Wars, is that it had a lot of bad juju going into it and it cost more money to do reshoots and change directors. But you can't have a movie make twice as much as A Quiet Place opening weekend and then just say, oh, well, that nobody wants to see that movie. Well, that's the movie they spent so much money on. A Quiet Place was a relatively cheap film. I mean, like John Carter, you go back and you look at John Carter, that was one that had an overinflated budget and it did okay overseas, but it could not make up the money domestically. Oh, and there's one other thing. There's like social engineering that's going on at a level in these movies that kind of went over the board in The Last Jedi, and you saw it in Solo, and not you didn't see it in Solo, but you saw it in the press and the publicity and the interviews, all this talk about is Lando a pansexual and all that. I don't think the standard Star Wars fan doesn't care. Film Twitter cares like crazy about that because you still have these people beating a drum saying, we need a gay character in Star Wars. We need a trans character in Star Wars. We need this in Star Wars. And there are people who just demand that Poe Dameron is gay and they have to make that part of canon. And it's not from homophobia. It's just nobody wants Star Wars to be the platform take on these socialists. So they want it to be just a fun movie. And there were so many stories written about Lando and was he a pansexual and that and the other. When you actually watch the movie, it's played off as a joke. Really is anything. It's really played off as a joke. And it only kind of got traction on film Twitter and when people started asking Donald Glover in his interviews about this, and then it was like, oh yes, we're going to do that, and I think that this is where we're going, and you know, oh, we're progressive and everything. Whereas I'm being asked on the radio, is this the thing? And I go, I didn't even notice it. If I hadn't heard these stories, I wouldn't even have thought twice about it. And the point is you can't have a super popular movie like that and then just kind of cram all this stuff in there and make it look like you're ticking off things on a golf card to make sure that you get all the social issues in there. And the bottom line is, not every installment in the series is going to have to make $1 billion. You can't keep that up. You know, even Marvel knows that. You know, he had Infinity War. He had a nice thing with Black Panther doing so well, and then he had Infinity War. But when they have Ant-Man and the Wasp come out later this summer, it's not going to come anywhere close to that. It'd be lucky if it could perform the way Solo performed. And the same thing when Captain Marvel comes out in March. You are not going to get that massive box office. You're not going to get the $1 billion box office for those, and that's okay. And I don't think that Disney's in trouble, and I don't think they're going to stop making Star Wars films, but I think they're going to maybe take the chance and say, you know what, if we're going to do one of these movies, let's get the stars, put the star treatment in the movies, let's not try and socially engineer, let's make an easier to project look of the film so it doesn't look washed out in half the theaters that are poorly projecting it. And let's not crank them out so close to each other and have the lesser movie come out under the shadow of the bigger movie that's one of the episodes. Solo's going to be fine. Let's not have a bake sale for Disney just yet. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. There's only really one movie that came out on Blu-ray this week, and that is Annihilation. A scientist enters a mysterious atmospheric anomaly in hopes of finding out what happened to her husband.
It's something they termed the Shimmer. We've sent in drones and teams of people, but nothing comes back. The boundary's getting bigger, it's expanding. We're talking cities, states.
You need to know what's inside. So do I.
Check this out.
It's like they're stuck in a continuous mutation. Anything interesting in there?
No.
This one I remember seeing in the theaters. I liked it to a degree. I actually think Upgrade was a better, more cohesive science fiction movie. This one has its problems, some serious problems. So I think that Annihilation has some interesting stuff going on, but the characters are just do stupid, stupid, stupid things. Like they have this group on film Twitter for The Last Jedi saying, this is the best Star Wars movie, and that's what it's going to be remembered at. Even if you tell me it's bad, ha ha ha, I'll know better in the future. There's the same group of people who are banging that drum for Annihilation saying it's the greatest movie of the year, and it's so good, and it's going to be remembered. I don't think that's the case. It didn't do terribly well in the theaters, and there's some serious story problems. I mean, like, I'm not talking about, like, stuff that I don't understand. I'm just talking about poor writing and poor decisions and bad characters and a bad construction of the film. And sometimes doesn't even make a whole lot of sense from a scientific perspective. The same way, like, Arrival was the same way. There's some real massive science holes in Arrival that do not work at all. But everyone just was like, oh, well, I don't understand it, so it must be awesome. Annihilation's fine for a rent, but I have to say it only kind of rocks, and it's certainly not worth a buy.
It kind of rocks.
That's it for this week. I need to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about Hereditary, Hotel Artemis, and Ocean's 8. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer,
it's a perfect time to get your home ready for the warmer months. To have peace of mind all summer long, homeowners want to avoid surprises during the hottest time of the year. They can follow these basic maintenance tips or bring in the experts for help. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Homeowners will definitely want their air conditioners working, so inspect and replace the air filter according to the owner's manual. Also, make sure to clean the inside of your washer. Warmer temperatures make these areas prone to mold growth and can even cause odors. Next, make sure you and your family stay properly hydrated and keep your refrigerator's water fresh by replacing the filter as needed. If larger issues with your appliances arise, Sears Home Services expert technicians can come to your home to perform a full 64-point inspection.
For more information, visit searshomeservices.com/summer.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived in Canada today for the G7 summit. One of the big things on the agenda will be dealing with the trade policy and trade practices between us and other countries. Before leaving for Canada, the president addressed our trade with Canada.
I love Canada, but they treat us very unfairly on trade. Very, very unfairly. You see the numbers. Almost 300% on dairy. So they treat us very unfairly.
After the G7 summit, President Trump will head to Singapore and prepare for the upcoming meetings next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Congressman Lee Zeldin reminds us of one thing when President Trump is at the negotiating table.
And he also knows that it's in the best interest of the United States, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, China, the world, if this can be successful. And I think the president would love to get there, but he'll be willing to walk if North Korea tries rolling him the way Iran tried rolling Barack Obama.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Today, just outside the White House before leaving for the G7 summit, President Trump was asked once again about pardoning himself and if he would be doing so.
No, I'm not above the law. I never want anybody to be above the law. But the pardons are a very positive thing for a president. I think you see the way I'm using them. And yes, I do have an absolute right to pardon myself, but I'll never have to do it because I didn't do anything wrong. And everybody knows it. There's been no collusion. There's been no obstruction. It's all a made-up fantasy. It's a witch hunt. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. Now, the Democrats have had massive collusion, massive obstruction, and they should be investigated. We'll see what's happened.
If you're interested in buying a home, well, that home may not stay on the market very long. Now, according to a new report out, the number of days a U.S. home is on the market is 64 days. Now, that's the lowest it's been since 2010. This is USA Radio News.
Wow.
Welcome once again to Awaken to Your Purpose. I haven't been that steadily on due to the fact that I had a couple of heart attacks, but now I'm feeling fine, I'm doing great and everything, and today's show is definitely, definitely, definitely worth listening to. If you've never heard any of the shows before, please listen to this one. It's going to be a regular, what I refer to lovingly as an eye-opener. And it's something that you may want to, you know, if you can record it, but it'll be archived. Okay, so if you're going to get a sandwich, if you want something to drink, go out and get it now while I give the weather. The weather, that's my joke, the weather. But first, before I give the weather, just tune into this for a minute.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself
if you want to hear any of this
will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously.